Yeah, morning to you, the Map Man, Triple M. Have a listen to this. This is pretty exciting.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shun Chandra's abbot gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcastone.com.au or download the app.
Yeah, very, very exciting. Podcastone.com.au, the website. Adam Shand, the man behind it all. We got him on the Dog and Bone this morning. G'day, Adam. How are you, buddy?
Very well, thank you. With that intro, mate, I'm locked in. I'll listen to it.
I tell you what, it sounds absolutely amazing. This particular series, a true crime series, a mystery within a mystery within a mystery. What can you tell us about it, mate?
Yeah, well, it starts off with a male escort in Melbourne who goes to see a client, and she ends up being raped and mutilated. She claims that he said he was a 200-year-old vampire. So this starts a media storm, and suddenly there's nowhere in the city for him to hide, and his mission is to clear his name, and he's going to go to court the following June to talk about a high-level sex ring that he says is operating in the city, which was trying to ensnare him into a heinous situation. On the day he's going to court, he gets shot, gets killed, and sort of like a direct attack on justice, if you like. And then no suspects, 3 years pass, and an inmate in a jail pops up and says, "I did it." You never hear of people doing that, putting themselves up for a murder, but he does.
Yeah.
And then it's a question of investigating his motives, why he did that, and there's a deeper agenda there about settling scores with some past and serving police officers who get dragged into the mix, and the police go off on a wild, wild tangent trying to prove this. They spend $30 million of our taxpayers' fund, and they don't prove a thing. So, in a sense, this is a mystery within a mystery, because it's unsolved still, I think.
All right, this is absolutely amazing. It's called The Trials of the Vampire, like I say, by the website podcastone.com.au. Getting to yourself, though, Adam, because you're a journalist, broadcaster, author, 30 years experience, including stints in radio, TV, print, movie, screenwriting. Since 1997, you've been an investigative reporter. You're a jack of all trades, mate.
Well, I mean, it's all storytelling, isn't it? I mean, that's the basic thing about, about humans getting together. They tell stories, they interact, and I've just done it in different forms. And I it's kind of like the podcast environment to me brings back the days of the radio serial. When TV came along, we all went, "Oh, radio! Well, that's we got pictures now. We'll sit back and don't think."
Yeah.
And the podcast arena allows you to go back to that wonderful theatre of the mind style thing that our parents, used to gather around the radiogram for back in the day. And this is why it's really catching on. But it's not only that, but it combines that sort of sense of self-discovery you have with a book. You pull a book off the shelf and there it is at your disposal when you want it. That's the big difference here. And as a writer, it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to write stuff, but also to create a soundscape, to create our fantastic producer Matt Nikolic has put together a wonderful original score for it, and we've got voice actors in and the works. It's all singing, all dancing, and I like you mentioned those different things I've worked in, and this kind of brings it all together.
All right, podcastone.com.au, The Trials of the Vampire by the great Adam Shand. Thank you so much once again, Adam. Have a terrific day,
bro. No worries. Thanks so much indeed. Good on you, mate. Cheers.